so furious.
They've washed all our vehicles away.
Cars pile on top of cars.
I've never seen anything like this.
It's taking down big trees.
Never, ever thought it would get this hot. I can't believe this.
The devastation brought by Hurricane Katrina, as captured in this Weather Channel video, could be largely reduced next time. The DHS Science and Technology Directorate and the Army Corps of Engineers have a plan to use Mother Nature against herself.
They designed a tube, the initial tube, we call it quarter scale, but it's about 20, 25 feet long, about 5 feet in diameter, and we had complete control of this tube. We could put it on the side of a barge or just actually by using lines. Last summer, we went out to Stillwater, Oklahoma to test it. We had the tube, which again is water-filled with just a little bit of air, so it just barely floats, in the water. We just dug a small trench in the levee, the top of the levee, maybe 6 inches deep and 2 inches wide. Within 20 minutes, that was a 5 foot wide by 4 foot deep breach in the levee, just like you would see in nature. So then we let the tube go. The current of the water flowing through that breach carried the tube up to the breach, and the pressure of the lake behind it is actually what sealed the hole. And it looks like it was between 98 and 100% sealing of that water. So instead of fighting Mother Nature, we were using Mother Nature to help provide the force to seal that breach.
That's Roger McGinnis, Director of Innovation for the Homeland Security Advanced Research Projects Agency, or HSARPA. He says the tube is filled mostly with water and a little bit of air. After this successful test, DHS had people banging on their door to buy these tubes, but they're not quite ready. DHS now is working on a full-scale model that is 25 feet in diameter and 50 to 100 feet long that could be used to close almost any breach. McGinnis says the tube could be ready for production by a commercial vendor in the next 12 to 15 months.
You know, once you see this, the tube we just talked about in action, it does make you scratch your head and say, why didn't we think of this many, many years ago? After the flooding took place in Katrina, and we went to the Army Corps of Engineers, and I personally saw this 1/20th scale, which is about a 2-foot-wide water trough they had built to simulate a river flowing up against the levee. And so then the breach was only about 8 inches wide. And at that small scale, it doesn't look real. It looks like we're playing with toys, we're playing with games. What are they doing? What they were doing was having a lot of success.
The levee repair tube project is one example of the types of programs HSARPA works on.
We're looking for things that are might be high risk, but if successful, are very high payoff. So that's really been my mandate, is look at that risk and reward chart, and if there's high potential there, we're going to go ahead and try it, even though the risk may be high.
HSARPA uses a combination of broad agency announcements and the national laboratories to allocate more than $35 million in annual funding. McGinnis says DHS gets these technologies to market in one of two ways.
DHS has so many missions, and there's not really a typical path. For the levee tool, there will have to be a large number produced, and so that's going to get private sector interest. If we're talking about another program where we're only going to produce a few, you know, a dozen or something, and they're going to be very expensive each, now that's probably going to be something the government's going to pay for every single one of in few numbers. You won't have a private industry doing anything other than developing those 12 and realizing, well, that's it. But anytime we develop something that's for the first responders, thousands and tens of thousands of those guys, or anything we need in large number, I think we're going to be looking for the private sector to take hold of as soon as they're willing to take it, as soon as we've reduced all that risk and the development of it.
Another potentially impactful technology is developing a resilient electric grid. This project is in response to the 2003 blackout in the Northeast when 256 power stations went down at once.
Now, we just went down to Oak Ridge National Laboratory to test this cabling, 25 meters of this cabling. We put a voltage on it that would, through copper cable, have created 60,000 amps, which is more than current technology circuit breakers can handle. But we use this cabling. This cabling kept it below 30,000 amps, which is the level we needed to stay below for our circuit breakers to work. So it worked perfectly. The video of it is completely unexciting. No lights went out. Nothing blew up. It worked perfectly.
McGinnis adds that DHS now is working on a 200-meter cable and hopes to test it in New York or somewhere else later this year. Just like the hurricane and the blackout, DHS jumped on board another program after an event.
I came here about 3 years ago, which was October 2006. It was in August of 2006 is when the UK stopped the liquid explosive threat. and the 11 planes that they were going to try to bring down. So our undersecretary at the time was immediately tasked to tackle that problem, come up with something to determine what liquids are safe, what liquids are not safe. He called all the national laboratories together for one meeting, said, let me know what you have out there. One of those labs, Los Alamos National Lab, had been working with magnetic resonant imaging, same technology we use in hospitals, only they've been using it at a much lower strength than what you would see in a hospital. So they believed that they could use that technology to determine exactly what liquid was in a container, and or even for gels.
He says DHS has funded and Los Alamos has successfully tested the technology on small amounts of liquid.
For the demo, we specifically had an explosive simulant with the characteristics of a real explosive, and we hid it among several liquids that were all safe and stuff we would carry with us all the time, shampoo and toothpaste and other liquids and perfume and everything. And we just put all those bottles together inside the coin dish, ran it through the machine. So we had about 4 inches deep, and I think those dishes are about 8 inches in diameter. The technology was able to tell us the bottles on top are safe. The bottles in the middle, they appear safe, but we're starting to see something. On the bottom layer of the bottles, there's an explosive, and you need to look for that liquid.
DHS and Los Alamos are developing the next generation of this device that would scan a suitcase and be integrated with the existing X-ray machines. McGinnis says other long-term projects include technology to see if shipping containers are safe and a real-time biological detection tool. He adds all of these projects are high risk and high reward, and failure always is a possibility. Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.